once again to Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. As I continue the episode, why the series The Chosen is so dangerous, and this is part number 5. I'm so glad that you've tuned in, and I hope you will check out the first 4 parts of this episode, as well as previous episodes of this podcast, and you can do that by going to any major podcast platform and searching Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan. And you can also check out the podcast website, rss.com/podcast with an S, /Truth from the Heart. And again, you can also go to Google and search Truth from the Heart podcast with Travis Sullivan, and it should pop up there as well. You can also email the podcast, truthfromtheheartpodcast@gmail.com. Again, I am continuing talking about a popular series that is out there today called The Chosen, and why I believe the series The Chosen is dangerous to the Christian faith. And on the previous 4 parts of this episode, I went through and I told you the different examples from the series of why the things that are biblically inaccurate, why the series definitely does not portray the Jesus of the Bible, and so on and so forth. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to kind of switch gears just a little bit, and I'm going to talk about and share with you many verses that talk about the importance of God's Word in our life and the importance of God's Word and not adding to it, taking away from it, and just the impact that it can have in our lives, and that the Bible does not need anything to complement it. It's complete on its own. So all these people that say, well, the series sort of complements the Bible, you should watch the series and then you should go and read the Bible. Well, you don't need to. The Bible can speak for itself. It doesn't need any help. So that is something that you should not be doing. Nevertheless, I hope to wrap this up either on probably on the next part of this episode. I don't expect this to be, you know, another 4 parts or whatnot. I am going to run through these verses fairly quickly so that I can kind of start to wrap things up. But I do hope that you will listen to the previous 4 parts of this message or of this episode. And if maybe you've been thinking the same thing that I have, but you're afraid to say it, be sure and share it with your friends who watch the series The Chosen. And again, I'm not necessarily trying to call anybody out. I'm not trying to get you to change your mind. I'm just simply presenting the facts to you and then letting the Holy Spirit do the rest, because it is our job to go and make disciples of all nations. And I'll be sharing that verse at the end of this episode, on the final part of this episode, that it's our job to go out and to share the good news of the gospel with as many as we can, but it's also important to be sure that we are sharing and talking about the one true Jesus, and that is definitely not the Jesus that is portrayed in the series, The Chosen. As I've said, there were several articles that I used to formulate my ideas and formulate my examples from the series. I've posted, I believe, 2 or 3 of those articles that I mentioned. So hopefully on either this part or the next part, I'll go ahead and list the rest of the articles that I found that talked about this series. That way you can read those on your own time as well. And again, you can formulate your own ideas. And I'm going to probably not mention quite as much as far as the characters in this one, but I am going to continue to mention Dallas Jenkins, who is the creator of this series. And you'll still hear me mention his name in the next several parts of the episode. So again, if you don't know who Dallas Jenkins is, he created this series, and he is the son of Jerry B. Jenkins, who was the author of the Left Behind series. But there have been some very controversial things that Dallas Jenkins has said, of course, as far as it involves Christianity and Mormonism and just the influence on the show and what his desires are and just et cetera, et cetera. Again, you can get all that in the first 4 parts of this episode. So let me get right into it. So if you got your Bible with you, we're going to kind of be all over the place because I'm taking this kind of around. I'm trying to keep them somewhat close together, but the thing I wanted to do is just, again, speak to you from my heart. And I didn't want to necessarily go in order, you know, straight from Genesis all the way to Revelation. I'm kind of trying to have a flow somewhat here. And these verses sort of flow together as far as what they talk about, what they're trying to remind us about. So that's kind of the order that I'm going in. So like I said, I may jump from Old Testament to New Testament, back to the Old Testament, and we're kind of jumping around. But again, a lot of these are at least somewhat near in the same part of the Bible. We're mainly going to be in the New Testament, but there are some Old Testament verses and books that we're going to look at as well. So again, let's get started. So first, like I said, one of my biggest things about the series is that even though I know I have heard the argument that people have said it's very clear that the series says that it is not portraying the Bible. But the point is you have the most central figure in the Bible portrayed in the series. So the fact that they're saying, well, this series goes to great artistic liberty and that this series really is not based on the Bible. Well, it has to be based on something. And Jesus is found in the Bible. So in a way it is. And I think the reason they say that is because they know that there are people like me who are very strong in our faith that we're going to sit here and say, okay, this is definitely not a series about the Jesus of the Bible. And, you know, we could discourage people from watching it. And of course that affects, you know, in the long term, that affects money, that affects the viewership, and they don't want that. And so that's why I think they don't necessarily want people to go and say and call them out and say, look, this series definitely is not biblical at all. And they would say, again, we agree with you. We say that. Yes. But again, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Dallas Jenkins says that he is a Christian. I do not believe that he is. So as a Christian, he's saying, well, this is sort of my perspective on things. And I've got a verse that talks about that, by the way, as far as our perspective rather than actually reading God's word. And that's the thing is you can sit there and say that you're a Christian all you want, but I don't care what you think. I care what the Bible says and what God thinks. And so if you're not using the Bible as your foundation, then it's not built on God and it's going to fall. So that's where I'm coming from on these. So let's take a look, and we're going to go all the way to the last book of the Bible. And right now I'm listening to a pastor who is doing a series on Revelation. It's a very amazing book. If you have never read Revelation, and I know a lot of people stay away from it because you say Bible prophecy, and there's a lot in Revelation that is hard to understand, and it scares a lot of people because they don't understand it, or they have to go and seek from others, like, well, what does this actually mean, or what is he talking about? But it is the only book that promises a blessing if you read it and take to heart what is in it. There's no other book in the Bible that starts off and says, blessed are those who read this book and take to heart what is in it. So Revelation is a very important book, and of course, it's a book that I think reminds us of the ultimate victory that we have in Jesus, and that Satan is a defeated foe. To me, of course, it's the climax. I know it's at the end, but it is definitely the climax of the Christian faith, so to speak, when Jesus comes back, when he reigns for 1,000 years, and he finally locks Satan up once and for all. And if you've never read the book of Revelation, I don't suggest that. If you're a fairly new Christian, probably not the greatest first book to read. The first book to read, if you are a new Christian, then I believe is one that really has so much in it that is so, I don't want to say elementary, but that is so important to our faith, is the book of Romans in the New Testament. Read the book of Romans, because Romans is such an amazing book that's got so many things in it that you will not want to miss. I know all the books are like that, but Romans, I think, is definitely a good book to start with as far as if you are starting out in your walk with Christ. So again, we're going to head to Revelation. I read from the ESV version. So let's first take a look at what Revelation 22, 18 and 19 says. And here's what it says. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. So that's one of many warnings in the Bible from God. We are not to add or take away from the Bible. The Bible is complete from Genesis to Revelation. That is the word of God, the inspired word of God. It's complete. We're not to take to it, and we're not to add to it. So again, even though the series, The Chosen, claims it's not based on the Bible, it is taking the central figure of the Bible, which is Jesus Christ, and it is adding and taking away things that are not in the Bible, if that makes sense. So you are adding to the Bible because you're portraying this false Jesus. You're taking basically a holy figure and you're making it more relevant to today. As you heard me mention, one of the ones that just I could not stand was when Jesus was talking supposedly with his mother before he gave the Sermon on the Mount and said, "I hope I don't mess up." Now, that is blasphemy beyond, it's blasphemy with a capital B. That is definitely adding to God's word because, one, we know that Jesus is fully God and fully man. He would never say, "I hope I don't mess up," because Jesus can't mess up. He's God incarnate. So the fact that it just says that, and again, there are so many other examples that I gave and that you can read about in those articles where, yes, you... I believe that Dallas Jenkins is doing it under the guise of, I'm not adding to the Bible and I'm not taking away. I'm using artistic liberty. Well, to me, that's a load of nonsense. You are adding and you are trying to take away from the Bible and fit it in to your narrative. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to make it relevant. And then again, it's almost like Satan trying to portray yourself as an angel of light. You're trying to portray this series as a Christian series when in fact it is not. So that is why that verse in the last chapter of the Bible, that is one of the last things that is recorded in the Bible, are those verses that we are not to add or take away from God's word. As a matter of fact, we were actually reminded of that way back in Deuteronomy. So if you'll go ahead and go to Deuteronomy if you'd like, if you've got your Bible, Deuteronomy 12:32. And here's what it says. Again, another warning early in God's word from God Almighty. And it says, "Everything that I command you, you shall be careful to do. You shall not add to it or take from it." God takes his word very seriously. God did not inspire men to write the Bible. He did not inspire them to... It's not the inspired word of God just so that we can read something and, we'll try and follow it. God, we are to follow what God says in his word. He takes his word very seriously. God did not have to give us his word. He did not have to give us an owner's manual of life, something that we can live our lives by. But he does because he loves us more than we could ever think or imagine. So he's not going to keep us in the dark. He's going to say, this is the way that you are called to live. This is what you need to be doing. This is how you need to do it. And God's word is the final word. He will always have the final word. So I love what that verse says. Everything that he commands us to do, we are to be careful to do, and we are not to add from it or we are not to take away from it. It is complete the way that it is. The Bible does not need something to complement it. Also in Deuteronomy, a few chapters before the one I just read, here's what it says. "You shall not add to the word that I command you, nor take from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God that I command you." And that's Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. So again, another reminder that we are not to add or take away from it. One of those things that... One of the things that I've always... not found to be true, but one of the things that I think is important is if you keep hearing something said over and over again, especially in God's word, it's probably because he knows either one, we may forget, or it's something that's very important that we need to remember and take care of. And he holds his word above all else. And so that is something that is very important. We are not to add from it and we are not to take away from it. So when you start trying to mess with God's word and you start to try and add to it or mess with it, you're playing with fire. You're playing with God, and that's not a good thing to do. And that's why I said judgment day will come one day. We may not see it on this side of heaven, but I believe that Dallas Jenkins is going to be judged for putting out a series that does not portray the Jesus of the Bible and trying to basically hide it and say, well, it does portray the Jesus of the Bible. No, it does not. And you are deceiving a lot of people. And again, his judgment will come for him. Also in the Old Testament is Proverbs 30:5-6. And it says, "Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar." Now, no one obviously wants to be called a liar. No one wants to be rebuked by God. But when you start adding to his word and saying, well, this is what God said, or, well, this is what I think he meant, or this is what I think that God is trying to say here, or, well, I don't really like what he said, so I'm going to change it. You can't do that. You can, but I don't suggest that you do that, because, again, you don't mess with God's word. He has made that very clear in those verses that I have read thus far. We're going to go ahead and jump forward to the book of Matthew. And the next three verses I'm going to have for you are from the book of Matthew. And this one talks about what I just mentioned just a few moments ago. And it's Matthew 24:24. And here's what it says. Again, Matthew 24:24. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and perform great signs and wonders, so as to lead astray, even possible, even the elect. And that verse, I almost think, could be the theme of what I'm trying to get across. And that is, there are going to be, in the end of days, it even says in the book of Revelation, that there are going to be those that rise up that try to lead even the elect astray. And when you see those things, look up, because our redemption draweth nigh, and the King is soon to return. So there are going to be some that are going to be so good at what they do, that it's possible that they even try and lead the elect astray. And that's why I said the series The Chosen is so dangerous to Christianity, not just for those who are beginning their walk with Christ. It's the most dangerous for them because, again, it's leading them down the wrong path, because it's not leading them to the Jesus of the Bible. But it's also dangerous, I believe, to those who have been walking with Christ for quite some time. Even as that verse says, so as to lead astray, even if possible, even the elect. Now, I believe that there are times in our lives where we can be deceived, but we'll never, once you're saved, you're always saved. So you can't get unsaved by watching the series. I just want to make that clear. But I do believe that there are some that we believe to be strong in their faith, that they love the series. They think the series is great, and they think that you know, that the actor Jonathan Rumi does a great job portraying Jesus, and just, you know, that's it's a series they should share with their friends, and that's just not the case. So, yes, this series, I would even argue, is trying to also lead astray even the very elect. And one of the articles that I'm going to post, I don't think it's one of the ones I've already posted yet, but it says you cannot sit there and say that if you watch the series, you're not going to be influenced by what you see. You are. It's human nature that what you see influences you. So even though you may say, you know, I'm super strong in my faith, I read my Bible every day, and I know the series is not based on the Bible, but it's not going to affect the way that I think. It will affect the way that you think, even though you don't think that it. And again, that's what Satan does, is he tries to get into our minds, and all he has to do is just twist something just a little bit, and it can make your faith waver. And that's all he wants, is just to come in and just twist things just enough to make us doubt, or just enough to where, like, well, you know, I'm not going to turn to Christ for this, or I saw this, you know, on there, so I know it's not based on the Bible, but then this must be true. You start to get those kind of thoughts in your mind. That's all deception. That's all leading away from the cross rather than leading us to the cross. So I'm getting close to the 20-minute mark. I've still got several more verses that I will want to share with you, so I hope that you will continue listening to the parts of this episode. Again, this episode is entitled Why the Series The Chosen Is So Dangerous, and I hope you will share it with your friends. I hope it's getting you to think, and I hope that you'll, again, do your research as I have done and read these articles, read God's Word, let it speak to you, and I hope that you can come to the same conclusion that I have, and that is that this series, The Chosen, is a series that we should not be promoting, and that no one really should be watching, because it is not a series that is based on the one true Jesus. Let me say a quick prayer for us, and I'll close this out for today. Lord, thank you so much for your word. Your word is so powerful. It's complete from beginning to end. And Lord, I just pray that there would be many today that have watched this series, The Chosen, and that they would start to let the Holy Spirit speak into their lives, and that they would start to read your word more and understand that your word doesn't need anything to complement it, and that your word is just that. It is your word. inspired by you, and that they would let the Bible be their guide rather than let a TV series be their guide. And Lord, I pray for those like Dallas Jenkins and those that are promoting this series, and I pray that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior, and that they would have a conviction in their heart to redo this series or to make this series more based on God's Word. And yes, they may lose viewership. They may not get as many viewers as they want, but it doesn't matter, because if one person is saved, that's all that matters. And as long as we are leading people to you, to the one true God, then that is all that matters. And I pray that more would have a heart to be able to do that. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to do this podcast that has gotten all over the world. And people all over the world can hear it. Anyone that has internet access can hear the good news of your word. And I pray that they would let the word be their guide and nothing else. And Lord, thank you for sending Jesus to be the payment for our sins and to die for us. It's in your name that I pray. Amen. Again, I appreciate you tuning in. This is Truth from the Heart with Travis Sullivan as I continue the episode, Why the Series The Chosen is So Dangerous. This is part 5, and I'm going to continue sharing some verses with you on the next part of this episode. So until next time, I'm Travis Sullivan. Remember, Jesus is King, Maranatha, and God bless.